Almost live from one of the most diverse cities in America, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Ted Sampson and Christiana D. And now, with one coffee table and three microphones, here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. It's actually four microphones today because we have a guest.
Yay.
Welcome.
Let's welcome Zach Wandelf, the organizer of the Donut Dash.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's very, very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
We don't have guests that often.
It's true. Or donuts. So
that's true.
Not that we have donuts today.
No, we didn't.
Which feels like a planning mistake on our part.
It was probably a failure on my part more than anybody. I should have showed up with donuts.
Oh, it's okay.
They're closed.
We could say you have them. No one's going to know. It's radio. Yeah.
That's my excuse. They were closed.
Oh, okay.
That's a fair excuse, too.
Yeah.
You're more of the dash part than the donut part, though, right?
I actually do eat the donuts, too. And I've got to order the donuts, which are thousands.
Yes.
Wow.
And thousands.
It's a crazy amount.
It's kind of awesome.
All right, coming up on the show today, first we're going to talk donuts, but a little bit later on, we're going to talk in small town news. We have a governor who warns people of newspapers.
Ooh.
We'll talk about that later
those are
on.
Dangerous.
They can be. A health update on Ron Jeremy, the Entourage movie, and a pastor that a lot of people are calling bad names, but we'll get to that much later. Let's start now with talks of good things, talks of the Donut Dash, which was the first race that I ever ran 2 years ago here in Sacramento. I was looking for something to, you know, break my running virginity on, so to speak. And when you start looking around for stuff, it's kind of intimidating. Because when you get to the ones that are like traditional distances, what you get are a lot of dudes who show up in spandex with heart rate monitors and check
and
their...
a lot of body glide.
Yep. A lot of body glide.
Awkward.
And they're checking their... They've got their heart monitor. They're checking their heart monitor. At the same time, they've got their fingers up on their neck because they don't trust their heart monitor. And they need to be at an ultimate level of running. That's not the guy I want to be lining up with.
And don't forget, they're already sweating before it starts.
Well, yeah, because they did a run longer than the actual race that morning just to warm
there.
Up.
Exactly.
So,
run a race with Dean Karnassi's if you really want to feel like a terrible waste of space. That's my advice. Just watch him run laps. Know that he ran from his house to your starting line, and that happened once. Go ahead.
So the Donut Dash, this is number 5. It's coming up Saturday, March 9th, starting at 8:30 in the morning. And it benefits the Child Life Program at Sutter Health. So, Zach, tell us a little bit about the Donut Dash. For the people who don't know, and we've talked about it on the show, but for people who don't know what's going on with it, give us a little primer on what it is.
So it started 5 years ago, and it really just started out as kind of a way to raise funds for the Child Life Program. So, you know, being a volunteer over there, I see the kids need stuff in the hospital. So video games, movies, board games, cards, arts and crafts, anything they need while they're in the hospital. I actually stole the idea. You guys are okay with stealing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Borrowing.
Okay. Yeah. I long-term borrowed the idea.
I think it's an homage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
An homage is always okay.
From the Krispy Kreme Challenge out in North Carolina. So they actually run 4 miles. So they run 2 miles, eat a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts, and run 2 miles back.
That's disgusting.
So I kind of put it out on Facebook, said, who wants to do it? And everybody said, no way we're doing a dozen. Let's do 4 donuts instead. Because 4 miles and 4 donuts sounds really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So the first year we had 25 people and raised a whopping $1,500. And we thought, that was cool. We'll never do it again. Mm. And a year later, everybody says, we're doing that again, right? And so it's just kind of grown. And every year last year, we had about 1,400 people out there.
Wow.
And,
that's amazing.
Yeah, we were able to raise $48,000. So that's
fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, I've done the last two, and it just gets a little bit bigger. Well, each of the 2 years I've done it. Because the first year I did it, I was like, I think there were like, 500 people a couple of years ago?
Exactly, yeah.
And to go from 500 to, 1,400, that's like triple the number. So this year should be a big year. Registrations are open now. You can go to donut-dash.org and sign up there. We'll post a link on the website, too, so you can do that. We are going to run. Everybody on the show is going to run.
We're doing it.
Nice. I may jog.
You can saunter, too.
I may meander. I don't know.
Stroll.
You can bring a scooter. We are what's the word?
Friendly?
Scooter friendly, yes.
Okay, cool.
We're baby stroller friendly, too.
Oh, all right. All right. That might work for me.
Totally there.
And dog friendly. I don't...
Okay. cat friendly?
Put your cat in a stroller, please.
Oh, yeah.
Put your cat in a stroller.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
That can only end well. That's a good idea.
Yeah. With a couple dogs.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
We'll finish really fast.
Could possibly go wrong with that. So for the people who don't know, what is the Child Life Program? Because that's the big beneficiary in all this.
So it's, I'm going to slaughter what they really do, because if you ask a child life specialist what they really do, it is very professional and very meaningful what they do. So it's real concisely, it's about making sure the children develop while they're in the hospital as they would if they were at home. So socially, educationally, mentally, emotionally, you know, some of our children are in there for a day, they go home, we never see them again. Some of these kids that are going through cancer treatments, they'll be in there, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time, go home for 2-3 weeks, back in for 2-3 weeks. And so if you're a 6-month-old baby, somebody's got to make sure you're still crawling and they're not just sitting in your crib all day on your back. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to be in there for like a 2-year run of chemo treatment. So imagine being in the hospital for 2 weeks as an adult, you'd probably go insane. But as a kid that doesn't want to sit still, I kid you not, chemo does not stop these kids. I mean, they run up and down the hallways and with their IV poles and
Wow. They
want to kick the ball. They want to throw the football. I mean, I've spent many hours kicking the soccer ball with kids attached to an IV pole. They want to do everything other kids want to do. They just got to do it in a hospital hallway. So we're raising funds to make sure they have the ability to do those things. Anything fun. So movies, video games, Xboxes, Wiis, balls, arts and crafts projects that go on and on and on and on.
So stuff to sort of keep their mind off the fact that they're in the hospital getting treated for whatever it is they're getting treated for.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a good thing, because if you've ever been in the hospital, and my mom had a stroke a few years ago, and, you know, going to sit with her in the hospital, it's just so draining if you just sit there. And so, this really is a great cause. And if you're outside of Sacramento and you can't make it in to Sacramento or don't want to run, you can donate, too. So there will be a link on the website about that, and you can find that from on the donut-.org website as well. So if you're sitting somewhere where you're like, oh, I can't make it to Sacramento, I can't run, I can't do that, you can still contribute and help out.
Yeah, and if you don't think you could, you don't have to eat the 4 donuts. It's the number one question I get. I get emails.
Yep.
Do I have to eat the 4 donuts? No.
These people are weird.
Do I have to run?
Do you have to? Yeah.
Do you have to run the 4 miles? Is my question.
No. In fact, it's it's a family event, so we get them all the way. Really, we get the baby strollers out there. We get grandma and grandpa out there. So there's a lot of people that walk it. There's a lot of people that jog it. There's a lot of people that run, walk, scooter, whatever. And if you don't want to do the donuts, we also have a 6 donut hole option. But there are a lot of people that get to the donut shop, they eat 1 or 2 donuts, they carry the other 1, 2, or 3, or 4 back. Mm-hmm. For the purists like me, I do eat all 4 donuts.
Someone's got to stay true to it.
Yeah, I'm the heretic in the group. I always check the no donut option, just because the thought of eating, because Marie's donuts are fantastic. They're just awesome. And the thought of having to shovel them all.
If I was actually going to run it, I would probably boot on the
Yeah, that's what that was my biggest fear the first time I ran. It's like, if I go and eat donuts, I'm going to make it.
Well.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Land Park Boulevard just yakking. It's not going to end well at all.
That's not family friendly.
No, yeah. Not at all.
Don't do that.
But it is fun to watch people run back with a bag of donuts in one hand.
Yeah.
And you wonder if there's donuts really in that bag.
Well, I would.
It could be something else. It could be their.
It could still be donuts.
Their air sickness bag.
It could be. Yeah, it could be anything. But it's a very fun event, and like I said, 4 miles, you don't get the weird guy checking his pulse all the time. It is everybody. In fact, my most deflating experience was the first time I ran it. I was probably a couple hundred miles from the finish line, and I'm like, I'm going to finish strong. And I went to kick it into that extra gear and realized I didn't have it.
Oh.
So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to coast on in. And as I'm going, I got about 50 yards left, and this lady, who had to be about 63, I'm going to guess,
old people,
went by me like I was standing still.
That happens.
So that might happen, but no one cares, because it's a fun event.
So you should have carbo-loaded with donuts.
Yeah, she was having a sugar rush.
She might have been.
It was kicking in.
I don't know what was going on. I just knew I didn't have anything left.
Yeah, your sugar levels were depleted. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
See, if you had the heart rate monitor and the pulse and all that, you were... And the spandex.
Yeah.
You would know that you got to have that sugar intake.
Note to self, spandex this year.
Oh. Better than a goo packet.
Yeah.
Running Ooh. Stuff. For non-runners, don't. That stuff is.
No, I actually.
I almost yacked once on the Golden Gate Bridge. Ooh.
Ooh.
I was like, oh, this is energy. I'm supposed to. It's like eating mucus out of a tiny foil package.
Oh, that's
not good. Is that about right?
Yeah.
I haven't tasted it.
That's one way to describe it. That's a politically correct way to describe it.
Oh. Whoa.
I'm not sure where we're coming from. Okay.
Yeah, I tried that once, but when I'm like, no, the packet of energy stuff.
Goo.
Yeah, the packet of goo. I tried that once, but I did it at home because I didn't want the first time to be out when I was like out on a run. And I literally went to the sink and spit it out.
Yeah.
You don't swallow that stuff?
No.
Okay.
No, you want to spit that out right away. As soon as it hits the back of your throat, you're like, yeah. Ugh.
The donuts you won't spit out.
No, God, no.
Donuts are great.
What kind of donuts are going to be?
That's a good question.
Round glazed.
Ooh, round and glazed. Okay.
Yeah, round glazed.
No balls jokes, you guys? No donut holes, balls, well, shape jokes?
Only you would go there for some.
Yeah, come on. Have a little class.
I'm relieved to know that's not what they're thinking about.
Balls.
Didn't even occur to me.
Yeah, I mean.
Here's a question. So have you been a runner along? Did the running come first or the volunteer
or the donutism
come first?
Let me go back. I ran a half marathon by accident in.
Was it from the cops?
No.
How do you run a half marathon?
That was a 5K because you sprint from the cops. So that was a 5K. The half marathon was a long, slow jog where I did have old ladies pass me as well. So I know how you feel. I did that in April of 2009. So I guess the Donut Dash came first because we started in April of 2009, I guess, same time. Anyway, so yeah.
So you don't run like as a, are you like a?
Now
like
I do.
Now you do.
Yeah, now I've kind of become weird about it and I have a heart rate monitor, but no spandex.
Okay.
That's visible.
No, see, it's fine to have a heart rate monitor. What really throws me is the guy who has it but doesn't trust it. It's like, you know, I'm going to do it on my own just in case.
Yeah.
Damn it, it's off by a beat and a half.
Yeah, and you don't know I wear it, but it's like my spandex. You don't know I wear it.
That's really the best because there's nothing wrong with spandex. The wrong with spandex is it should not be your outer layer if you're a guy.
I don't know. The spandex is less weird to me than the shorts that still like the old. Because the running shorts are still the old style where there's like that V cut up on the side. So they're really like flowy and comfortable for running. And like the short shorts, that I think that's worse than spandex. No, not worse than spandex.
Most
is that what you wear?
Uh-oh. Okay, so that's why I looked over here. So I got a pair and I did the marathon in December, the CIM. And they gave, no, it was actually a different event. They gave us a free pair of shorts. I'm like, I'm going to try these to run in a couple times. And they are short.
Are they comfortable? Like, does it work? I mean, they got to be used for a reason.
It works. It feels awkward. You know, I'm a basketball player. I'm tall, so I'm used to wearing the shorts to the knees. And so to wear this thing, it hits you mid-thigh, and you got that white section that's now showing.
That's rough.
It was awkward, and then you just, I felt cold. I'll just leave it at that. I felt cold.
A lot of breeze.
Yeah, there's a lot of ventilation.
Yeah, it's always important to check your wear when you're going out for your run.
Well, is it like the new thing for ladies? Is like a skirt thing going on. It's like a running skirt with like, and I don't understand. I don't know why. I don't do that.
I know you don't.
I don't run anymore either, but if I were to run.
You would not wear a skirt.
I'll be running on Saturday, March 9th in the Donut Dash.
Right,
right, right.
Aside from that, since I arranged for horrible storms to get me out of running CIM in December.
Sorry, that's true. You were signed up as part of like
a relay team.
I was going to say tag team, but that would be wrong.
Yeah, ditch that. It was very cold and rainy.
It's cold and rainy. I'm not going to run.
Very cold and rainy.
I ran in that one.
It was miserable.
It sucked.
Yeah, it's miserable. But then by like an hour after most people were done, blue skies. And
so you're on a team of bail at the last minute?
All of us.
Oh, your whole team. Okay.
There was a lot. There were a lot of. No, I wouldn't have bailed. Everyone was like, no.
They were standing at the
really
third relay going, where'd she go?
Sure, I was good.
She washed away.
I'm drowning. No, but it was one of those like a bunch of emails went around. Well, I don't want to be the only one. If you guys want to, then I totally. But I mean, if you don't want to, you know, I'm just saying, if you don't want to, then we don't have. But if you want to, you know,
no,
and
I'm
then after too. Like 70 emails of that, we finally were like, oh, it's really cold and wet. And there was like one member of our team, I fell back. She was like, really? I'm kind of bummed. And we were like, we'll still go to brunch. Still go to brunch.
That's perfect.
We didn't even make it to brunch.
Oh, too rainy for brunch.
Yeah. But we still got a shirt.
Okay.
Which you I won't wear because I
feel that
bad.
Shirt.
I feel, yeah, but I feel like a liar.
It went to a cause? I don't know.
I don't think it goes to, I don't know.
No.
I got nothing.
Races.
I think they donate grants some money.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
American River Parkway.
They do some stuff.
But not like this one. Not like the Donut Dash.
No, the Donut Dash is for charity.
It's for charity, yeah.
And it's coming up Saturday, awesome. March 9th in Sacramento. Starts at Land Park. It's 2 miles to Marie's Donuts. Have some donuts and run back. It's all for a good cause. It's the Child Life Program at Sutter Health. And
Sutter is amazing. Plug. I thankfully, I've not had a sick child. I go to the hospital there. But I gave birth at Sutter, and it is the best place.
And that worked out?
It worked out very well. And I had a whole scary birth, a lot of medical stuff with it. But they were amazing. Everybody in the hospital is amazing.
Yay.
So if you're ever going to get sick,
or have
do
a baby.
It at Sutter.
Okay.
If you're going to be sick, go there.
No. But I mean, it's awesome to have like complete confidence in the people who are around you. And it's just, it's a really good hospital.
Now, I noticed you posted something on Facebook, I believe earlier today as we're recording the show on Monday, that you have a deadline if you want a t-shirt that you should register by?
Yeah, February 28th. We guarantee t-shirts by February 28th. In an effort to try to keep costs low, I try not to end up with 500 extra t-shirts at the mm-hmm. end of the event. So we just put a deadline in there. And every year we've run out, and every year I keep telling people, sign up early, sign up soon, just do it. Because you know you're going to do the event. And I will plug for weather. Every year, the last 2 years at least, it's been predicted to be rainy, stormy, hell on earth at 8 o'clock in the morning when the race is supposed to start. And no year has it rained. It's just, we literally last, the third year, the first year you did it, the second the last person crossed the finish line, it dumped.
Yeah, we actually got in a donut of rain.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It was a little bit like that last year, too. It was that, it had that feeling before, and then and it was fine for the race because it starts about 8:30. And I noticed you've staggered the start this year for a competitive and non-competitive. So that's something that's a little bit different.
Yeah, we just wanted to give the competitive runners their time at Marie's to bond with each other and smash donuts down each other's mouths. And
will there be pictures? I want to see.
Oh,
the,
yeah. There's tons
the elite
of pictures.
Donut.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things. If you run in the Donut Dash, Zach and his staff of Zach, I guess, puts up all of these pictures from along the course. Like nice high-res photos, so you can download them and put them on your Facebook, or make believe they never happened if you look really odd running, like I did. Because I looked at the picture and I'm like, my face should not be that color red. It just shouldn't be.
Nobody really looks good in their running, except for that photogenic running guy meme that was online. Like,
yeah, well, there's that guy. But there are some people, because you can spot the different photographers, there are some people that will cut the pose because they'll see the person. But I always end up like a little bit behind that person. So the person in front of me looks great and I look stupid. That's how it goes.
We'll work on it this year. We'll try to get you.
And try and get the good running face on.
We'll run with lighting alongside of you. Well, some reflectors.
This year, unlike past years, I'm actually training for a half marathon that I'm going to try and run on purpose in May. So this falls.
No accidental marathon.
No accidental stuff. This actually falls in a really nice place. So I should be able to not look like I'm dying 3/4 of the way through, which will be a nice change of pace for me anyway. So register for the Donut Dash at donutdash.org. There is a link on natedarlingshow.com. You can sign up and you can join our team. It's Team Nate Darling Show. So we'll look for you all out there. And if you had a little extra cash you'd like to donate, you can also donate if you don't want to run. So let's do that. Let's get out and have some fun for a good cause.
Let's do it.
Appreciate it.
Let's do it. Zach, thanks a lot for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll let you go before we start talking about scandalous things.
Thank you. Like scandalous donuts.
Like what goo tastes like.
Oh.
Well, the Ron Jeremy stuff is later in the show, Christiana. Hold on. We've got all that. We've got Chris Brown. We've got a whole bunch of stuff. So donut-.org. The race is March 9th, Saturday, 8:30 a.m. Again, Zach, thank you very much for coming in and playing our little reindeer games on the show. Oh, before you go, though, I got to play something for you because I spent a good 5 minutes looking for something donut-related. So here you go.
One donut a day, and everything's going to be okay. Eat a donut a day, and everything's going to be okay.
I mean, who can argue with that?
I love it. I'm going to have to get that track. We're going to have to play at the Donut Dash. I mean, that's awesome.
Who is that?
I think it's the mascots from from Hallmark.
Oh.
It's
Hoops and Yo-Yo.
Hoops and Yo-Yo, what? Yeah.
I love those guys.
From Hallmark?
Yeah, they have little mascots
Hallmark
on
cards.
The internet.
I would have guessed chipmunks.
Yeah,
but
I had no idea that they
it's
had
okay.
it.
Yeah, they're.
That's why Spotify is awesome.
Okay.
I just searched for donut and all sorts of wonderful things came up. So, Zach, thank you very much from donut-donut-.org. Sign up and make it a part of your plans for early March this year.
Do it.
All right. So,
thank you for coming on in.
I'm going to turn your mic off so you can skedaddle if you would like. And we're going to move on with the rest of our show. that Zach has absolutely no knowledge or participation in. That's a legal disclaimer.
That's
thanks,
right.
Zach. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
So let's right. Let's move on to
penis.
No.
Just kidding. No, that's where the donut holes come from.
You've been holding that in the whole time, haven't you?
Christiane asked for it.
Hey,
what?
Now.
That's not
what you wanted. No, you just want ball jokes,
bad
not
rape, bad rape jokes.
No. Oh, okay.
What?
Consensual donut sex. Horrible. Sorry.
Well, all right.
Turn my mic up a little.
Turn my mic. I can't hear myself.
There we Hello. Go. Now you okay, can hear yourself. Better. Huh. It's so odd when you have to have people who need to be professional about stuff. It's so hard to not go off the deep end with them.
I'm actually kind of ashamed of myself for going right to the penis thing so fast. I think you've had a bad influence on me, Nate.
It could be. It
yeah,
could be. But
okay.
As we alluded to earlier in the donut segment of the show, as I shall refer to it, coming up in March, we're going to twice a week with the show.
Two times.
There will be a new show Wednesday and a new show Friday morning when you get up. So something to look forward
it's
to.
Friday.
Yeah, something for your weekend.
That's right.
Or to get through the last hump day and the last day, however you want to look at it. And we are going to try. We're going to try to be what I like to call broadcast safe.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like 10 p.m. after the
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically we won't say things like fuck, shit, piss, cocksucker, motherfucker. But we will say like S word, the F word.
Oh.
We'll abbreviate it out like that.
You can say shit on after 10, can't you on
Yeah,
TV?
But we're probably, we're gonna we'll play with
like
the shit.
Like a TBS or like a CW or like an SCBS?
You know, we're going for radio, so, you know, it has to be appropriate for what we're talking about.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Figure after, an after 10 p.m. radio sort of vibe. So we're still going to talk about the same stuff we talked about. We're still going to talk about the Pastor Dickweed coming up a little bit later and
yeah,
things
okay.
like that. But, you know, we will not limit ourselves in topics, but we will sort of temper our language. Thanks for turning my headphones up, Ted.
Wrong one.
That's the wrong one. You're the third one, then. There you go.
Me. That's good. That's better. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're cooking with gas.
Ted's playing with the equipment now. It's not as easy as
that's
it looks.
What she said.
Oh, vegan. No.
No.
So the Super Bowl, as we recorded this, the Super Bowl
sorry,
was
no, sorry, not sorry.
Sunday.
Wait. Niners fans. Sorry, not sorry.
What,
yeah.
What does that mean?
It means Niners. I don't root for Northern California teams.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you're so bad about the World Series.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about the World Series.
Oh, the Giants won? Okay, I thought you would be upset because you're a Dodgers fan.
No, I don't. I'm not upset about. I don't
Bitter,
put that
I'm
much
sorry.
Energy. I don't put that much energy in about what happens with them. I just don't.
Okay.
I just don't
want
cheer
them to
for
win.
Them.
Okay.
So I don't really want to talk about the game. Everybody knows what happened in the game.
Oh my God, the lights went out.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that either. That's kind of boring because
they
was
boring. They could have played. It was totally light
that's
enough.
That was weird. They play like in fog.
Well, the reason they didn't was because all the electronics on one side of the field, the 49ers side of the field, were not working.
They weren't really playing at that point anyway, so I don't see that would have made much of a difference.
Aww.
It's true.
Yeah, it's
well,
true.
I hate
that's
to say
true.
It. The first,
true.
I know we're not going to talk about the game, but the first play of the game was like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Oh, the first play of the second
form
half.
Yourselves. No, the first play of the game when
oh,
the Niners
yeah, the
got
wrong...
20 yards and then they got... A
call back, yeah.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. But I don't care, not at all. Fucking bullshit.
I didn't know, are you just a big... I didn't think you were a football fan. Are you just a NorCal team fan?
You know, it's weird. I say I'm not a sports fan, but whenever... Rebecca was like, observing that whenever I sit down to watch a game, I get very into it. So I don't know what... I think it'd be bad for me to be a sports fan, because I'd be... My heart rate would be... too high.
You
yeah.
get a heart rate thing and then you have to check it to see if it was.
Yeah, see, my thing is I look like Jim Harbaugh while watching the game, except I don't wear khakis and I don't have a headset. So there's a lot of me yelling at the TV.
You weren't just wearing your headphones?
because I'd throw them off. I don't want to ruin them. He didn't pay for his. I bought these.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to buy me a new pair of headphones if I break them.
Not from Amazon.com?
Well, yeah, you could.
That was a segue. That didn't really work.
No, let's talk about that. if you'd like to support the show, the best way to do that is going through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It doesn't cost you anything extra if you're buying stuff on Amazon anyway, and it contributes to the show. So chip a little away at Amazon's take and give it to us.
That's right.
So Shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. Other stuff on the web, DDP Yoga. You'll see a banner for that on our website. Yeah.
Yoga.
Oh.
It's
how healthy.
It is. I do it myself.
Ooh.
I did it and then I stopped and now I've started doing it again.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Sit on my butt position.
Man, so check out the banners.
Let Shavasana happen again. It's my favorite post.
Check out the banners at the show site.
Do it.
All right. So either of you guys have a favorite Super Bowl ad?
I do.
What was yours?
My favorite was the RAV4 ad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the feminist ad.
Yes, the feminist ad, because it was had very tiny bits of it that were really that feminist, and they were a bit subtle, but it was the wishes one where there's like a witch who gives wishes or a genie gives wishes. And the thing that made it worthwhile, and I will say this year was better in terms of crap misogyny ads.
Well, because there were
some worse ones. It's not reverse. It wasn't reverse.
I thought there was a... All right, go ahead. Sorry. Tell us about the crap ads.
Actually, so let me stop you for a second. We need to get you to talk right into the end of the microphone.
I'm not come side saddle.
There you go.
No, better. So the best... okay, now you can turn down my headphones a little bit. Is that what the problem was before?
I'm not touching it.
Before.
You weren't. Yeah, you weren't.
That's what she said.
There you go.
No, I still... I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, so what made it such a good ad was that there's a little girl in the ad and she wishes to be a princess. And so the genie or whatever it was grants her wish. And she's like a badass princess on a horse avenging her father. Which I just thought was awesome. She wasn't like pretty princess in a dress. It was cool. It was a very small thing.
She was more Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
So someone's burning her at the stake.
And I felt that was cool.
That was cool. I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Ted, did you have a favorite Super Bowl ad?
Oddly, the one that I like best that sticks in my head is the M&M commercial, just because I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, he's like, okay.
He's singing along, and that, and that, and that. I thought it was funny. I don't know.
I like the Volkswagen ad. I wanted to buy a Beetle for about 10 minutes there.
The Yaman. Jamaica Mon one?
Yaman.
Oh, yeah.
For like 10 minutes.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then it passed.
That one was ruined because that one, they played it, or I saw it before the Super Bowl.
Well, they play all... You have to actually go out of your way to not see Super Bowl ads early now. They, in fact, did teaser spots for the spots.
Which is weird.
It's just really weird. The one spot that I found kind of disturbing, but not necessarily for the reasons you might think, is the GoDaddy perfect match with Bar Raffaele.
Disgusting kissing sounds?
Yeah. That
yes.
That was so gross. Yeah, was that what you were thinking?
She's my favorite Jew, Ted, but let's take a listen to what we're talking about.
My headphones
are
coming
off.
There
are two sides to GoDaddy. There's the sexy side represented by Bar Raffaele and the smart side.
That's Danica Patrick, whose voice is permeating you.
Represented by Walter. Together... they're perfect.
No.
Oh. Yeah, that was really bad.
Get your domain and website at GoDaddy.com.
This is the ad that every year reminds me I need to change where the company through which I register my many domains.
Well, the funny thing about that, I had no problem with the ad. I see what they're trying to do. It is funny, but it does what a lot of things like the movie Superbad did this, where it's funny, and then they go gross, which some people really find funny, and I just go... That's too much.
That's so gross.
But I give them points for not being as grossly misogynistic as they've been in the past as a company.
Well,
so it's, you know, better points to them. I don't know.
Well, their whole thing is now people know who they are. Now they're going to tell them what they are and their, you know, style meets substance and all of that jazz.
Sure.
But the actor in the spot was on the Today Show this morning.
I saw that.
He's got a Twitter page, too, and all he put up on the Twitter page was, for all inquiries, please go to whatever. So in other words, don't ask me. I won't respond to you on Twitter.
Okay, I won't ask him.
Yeah,
I felt like it was a bit kind of, in a way, it was a bit shitty towards both of them, implying that she has no substance.
And
just making him a joke.
Yeah.
Well, she's...
Ew, look how gross this guy is. Ugh, they're kissing. Ugh, you're disgusting. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you got paid pretty well, and I'd let somebody say that about me for enough payday, but it's a bit sad, too.
Look, she kissed Leonardo DiCaprio for years without getting paid.
No.
What, not the same?
Together? I don't know.
Yeah, they were together for quite a while.
I don't think he's the same. He just looks like a 12-year-old, but not a gross 12-year-old. Just the one that you think is cute when you're also 12.
Okay. Yeah, the thing is, and this is funny because Harvey Levin from TMZ tweeted out today, what did people think when they saw the Bar Raffaele ad? And she actually replied, which I thought was pretty cool.
What did she say?
She said, I thought it was funny, and anybody who didn't should look up the word humor or Google the word humor.
Okay. That makes it funnier, looking it up in the dictionary. No. Look it up, guys. Trust me.
For nerds.
Ted, she's one of yours.
One of my defend.
She's the Israeli kind, so she's more militant about it.
So is Orly, whatever.
Orly Tates?
Yeah, she's Jewish too. So.
Yeah, you know, those two could not be further away from one another if they had to.
I'm just saying.
I want the next ad to be those two making out.
Orly Tates and Bar Rafaeli?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I'd find that hot.
Here's a question. So on the Today Show, they were kind of hemming and hawing about the Jeep spot.
Ugh. Yes.
Is it exploitive or
yes.
touching?
Completely exploitive.
You know what I think? What if, for those of you who don't remember, it was a Oprah voiceover talking about, you know, troops being away from home and how it's hard for everybody and them coming back and they're all getting a ride home in a Jeep.
Yeah, it was
so
a Jeep
So it was
ad.
Jeep slash USO.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jeep would have fixed the whole thing and left a much better taste in people's mouths if the USO was big and the ad spot was like brought to you by Jeep. All they had to do was put that USO thing, instead of putting it side by side, if it was like, please donate to USO, this ad was brought to you by Jeep, I think people would have been like, oh, good job, Jeep.
Yeah, and I just, it's just exploitive to me. There was a lot of exploitive stuff yesterday. There was that.
Farmers.
There's rolling out the kids, the survivors from Sandy Hook, because...
I missed that.
They were lip-syncing, weren't they? There's no way they were singing that
well. Well, the funny part
it was Beyonce's voice.
Well, it was Jennifer Hudson. So they came out and they did their little thing, and then Jennifer Hudson came out to sing America the Beautiful. And they had their teacher there, who was also a white lady with a big butt. I cannot lie.
Other brothers can't deny.
See,
when a teacher walks in with a what?
When they went to the little bit wider shot, you could see the woman standing there, and she was sort of like you would do with a trained animal. On a TV show.
Or all the parents and toddlers and tiaras, like, she, leading them.
Yeah, she was doing the sway back and forth, and the kids were trying to sway back and forth and follow along.
Well, that dancing was so awkward.
And not really doing it. It's like, real? Oh.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was so white, and then they brought out Jennifer Hudson to sort of color balance the whole thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're like, they're khaki pants and they're white shorts.
Yeah,
I
was just
can't really dance very well. Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
You know, I feel bad that their classmates were gunned down by a madman, but that doesn't mean I need to see them in the pregame of the Super Bowl.
Like, haven't we suffered enough? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is it's exploiting them.
No, it is exploitive. No, I totally agree. It is exploitive.
It's complete. And
is it, though? I mean, yeah. Do they get to watch the game? Or they?
I mean, it's good for them.
It's good for...
I
think what it does is it's
I didn't see it advertised they were going to be there.
That's true.
It was mentioned beforehand, but and how much saluting of America do we need to do? Do we need America the Beautiful and the anthem in
People
the pregame?
Stop trying to replace
back to
the
back.
Anthem. It bothers me they try to replace like but I don't they sh- just the anthem's good.
And they were back to back. So it's not like in baseball where you have one before the game and one at the seventh inning stretch.
It's also bullshit that nothing should be sung in the seventh inning stretch except
taking
me
out
to the
ball game.
Oh,
but we
love America, but in that context, Take Me Out to the Ball Game is every bit as moving and appropriate as some stupid God Bless America crap, okay?
Yeah. Oh,
so
I
cut it out, baseball. Cut it out.
I agree. It started in New York, and it started in New York after September 11th, and I will give them a pass because it's New York, and it started after September 11th. It was really just the Mets and Yankees doing it. But then it started to catch on for basically every nationally televised game. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Okay, we all love America. We don't need to sing about it that much.
It's true.
And that's not loving America. That's doing something because you feel like you should do it.
Yeah, it's a little much.
Christiana. There you go.
Beyonce, the halftime show.
I liked it. I thought it was cool.
She burned it up.
And the technology was cool. And the Destiny Child reunification was kind
of
neat.
All of it was good.
Yeah,
I want a stage where my silhouette looks at my silhouette.
Oh.
I want a profile of me looking at a profile of me.
It was a
with
neat
me
effect.
Standing
the
on it.
The stagecraft was amazing.
It was cool.
I thought everything about it
and
was
amazing.
And
the fact
amazing.
They put it together so fast and took it apart. It was super high tech.
And it
was
less weird than Madonna's last year.
Everything is less weird than Madonna. Madonna is super weird.
It's true.
Let's just face it. Why can't we go back to Up With People?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know. No, I'm
did
kidding.
Did they do a thing?
No.
You know, all I could think of was how much better it was than... Didn't, like, Prince did one a couple years ago? I thought that was ridiculous.
The last good one, the last one that I liked, and this goes back a little ways now, was Aerosmith and then Timberlake and Britney Spears.
That was cool.
Both came out. And this was when Britney Spears was a huge star before she crashed out. Had kids and all that jazz. So this is going back like 10 years or more now. I don't remember
the JT. What's her name?
You mean Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never has one nipple caused so much consternation in America as Janet Jackson's.
That was stupid.
So dumb.
That was the stupidest
thing. That's what I remember, is because the year after that, I think, was the Prince one. Mm-hmm. And he started by silhouetting himself with his guitar as a giant, like, phallus behind a thing.
Sure.
And I was all, well, what? How is that? Okay.
Are you not familiar with Prince's work? That's what he does.
Well, I know, but are you not familiar with what any pop star? It's the same, but I mean, why did that not generate a whole lot of anger and discussion and fines and everything else?
A nipple is different. I don't know.
Because Prince is cute. He's tiny. He's pocket-sized.
The nipple wasn't showing.
I didn't care.
It was, but it was showing through this weird star-shaped piercing that she had on.
Well, just watch any of the commercials during the Super Bowl. This is exposed just as much flesh as what we saw in Janet Jackson. Or more, exactly. So, yeah, I thought it was bullshit, hypocritical, stupid.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it had happened a couple of years before TiVo and DVRs.
Right, yeah, everyone could rewind it.
In real time, I was watching it with a group of people and we worked at a TV station. So when you work in TV, you see stuff that's up for like 2 frames or like less than a tenth of a second. And you see that stuff and somebody went, wait a minute, did I just see something? And I was like, I don't know, I saw a flash of light or something. And we went back and we're like, oh yeah, there it is. And then it popped up on the internet. If that had happened, you know, 10 years before, nothing would have happened from that.
No.
It would have just gone by. So that was the big thing.
This is your historical rant on the Nate Darling Show.
That's right.
By the way,
Up With People, and I'm kidding about Up With People.
I don't know who that is.
Up With People is a weird, super positive
cult.
Sort of a cult. They traveled around singing songs and dancing in formations.
Okay.
Really weird. It's online. The last time they did, they were in the Super Bowl as the halftime show. And they were the halftime show at the Super Bowl. It was when the Bears beat the Patriots in 85.
Wow.
So it goes back that. Yeah, because I was like, let me just see Up With People. But they used Up With People a lot in the Super Bowl halftime shows in the 70s and 80s because they didn't want to spend the money to get the big stars. Oh, how times have changed. Now, we talked of Donut Dash earlier. this in the news. Jogging is like sex?
Either I jog very poorly or I don't know what else to make of that.
No, the quote is, jogging is like sex. You don't have to be good at it to enjoy it, and everyone can jog at some pace.
That's also not true.
And that came from an Irish politician. He's the one who put that out there first. No, it's true. Yeah, you don't have to be good at it to enjoy it, and everyone can jog at some pace. Here are some other reasons that jogging is like sex. You don't need a lot of equipment to do it, although you can add it if you like. It's a great way to explore a new city. You don't have to have a heart rate monitor, but it does make things more interesting. You need to be careful to not do too much too soon. That's important. You got to be ready for what you're doing.
That'll buy.
You got to work up to. The right playlist can make a big difference.
Okay.
Whether you're jogging or having sex, yes. You may be sidelined by an overuse injury if you aren't careful. I don't know about that one.
An overuse injury.
I mean, maybe if you're having...
We should be so lucky.
Maybe if you're having sex with yourself. I mean, I don't know.
The Jewish accent really sold that one. We should be so lucky. Oy. I don't know.
Doing it early in the morning while everyone else is sleeping is very gratifying. I will agree with that. As a morning runner and someone who enjoys a little nookie first thing in the day, yeah.
Ugh.
And...
morning run, yes.
Morning wood, no.
For the morning run and the morning roll.
Morning run, yes. Morning wood, no. That's that's her vote. And the last one is chafing may occur.
Again, I don't...
Body glide, astroglide, yeah, okay.
I guess so.
Things with glide. You got to have your glide.
Yeah.
So I found that interesting since we were talking Donut Dash, we would talk running. Now, speaking of running and things you should run from, Chris Brown...
Oh.
Chris Brown got into another fight, but this time he punched a man and not a lady.
All right.
Somebody named Frank Ocean, who I don't know. But anyway, this all happened, and then Chris Brown broke his hand, too, because there were pictures of him with a cast on his hand like a day later. But he tweeted out a picture.
Did he keep his rings on when he hit the guy?
I don't know. He might have. That was not included in there. He didn't do the same amount of damage because it's a little different if you're fighting a full-grown man out in a parking lot than if you're punching your girlfriend in a Lamborghini.
True.
So
he's classy.
Yeah.
If you've been punching her in a DeLorean, they could have just gone back in time and it never would have happened.
So the fight between the two music stars, one of whom I've never heard of, took place in West Hollywood at Westlake Recording Studios, where they got into a fight over a parking space. That happens at the mall all the time. I mean,
it does happen a lot.
Mostly with women in purses, so I don't know.
What?
I don't know. TMZ reports that things got heated when Ocean refused to shake Brown's hand and laughed at the outreached hand, which didn't go over well with the R&B singer. Chris was so pissed he cold-clocked Ocean and started an all-out war. That's what happened. And then...
How did he start a war? He hit him in the face and that was it? Or was there a real fight?
There was an actual fight.
Okay.
Brown's now denied... He's denied being an instigator in the fight. He spent the next day sulking and expressing himself in his art.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he produced an illustration of Jesus, posted to his Instagram account with the caption, "Painting the way I feel today."
He must have felt cross.
Focus on what matters. And it's Jesus and the other two dudes on the crosses.
Just like, what do you feel? You feel persecuted?
He does. He feels persecuted. So he's since deleted his Instagram account.
Maybe he just means he's going to like start a little home vintning thing, make some wine.
Feels like hanging out with some friends.
Maybe he's going to die for our sins. I don't know. Or he feels like growing a beard and getting a ripped 8-pack. Because that his drawing, Jesus and the other two, man, they are ripped.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. You don't want to, they want a chubby Jesus. That'll just pull at the nails, so to speak. That's terrible.
Oh.
The blasphemy. Oh, the blasphemy. Speaking of Jesus.
Segway.
Yeah. This from Fresno, and this just from earlier today. An amazing interview with a hatchet-wielding homeless hitchhiker who took down a man claiming to be Jesus.
I can barely follow the story.
I know. Well,
need a diagram.
Well, how about a story from the Fox station in Fresno?
How would that help? How about it?
Fresno.
Maybe that would help. Fresno.
An absolute bizarre scene here in West Fresno at the corner of McKinley and Marks. A man claiming he's Jesus plows his car into a PG&E worker, pinning him against his truck because the worker was black. The man's passenger, who had a hatchet, and innocent bystanders come to the rescue.
Comes driving down this way. He's like, "You know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ and I can do anything I want to." And watch this. Bam! And he smashed into this guy right there, pinned him in between that truck.
Homeless hitchhicker Kai was in the passenger seat of the Oldsmobile when this all went down.
Is that Justin Tanya Baker and her daughter?
We have the full interview with Kai later. Run over and
help. My mom ran to the driver to make sure he was okay because we thought maybe it was just an accident or something. And I ran straight to the PG&E man.
This was far from an accident, and the ordeal was far from over.
The guy just went crazy and was trying to pull the guy from underneath the car in the truck. And then he gets in his car and tries to move the car in that, and we weren't going to let him do it.
If you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here.
He just kept saying he was Jesus Christ and he's going to save all of us and that, but we have to get... He used the N-word, meaning the black people in that. He said we need to get them off the earth.
The African-American...
I like that she clarified what he meant by the N-word.
...and underwent surgery for non-life-threatening injuries. And he wasn't the only person that the crazy driver went after.
When he put me in a bear hug and started beating the crap out of me, for what reason, we still don't know.
And these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick.
Pencil stick.
So I ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
With a hatchet?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hatchet-wielding hitchhiker.
And that's what Tommy said saved her life. The driver is described as a big man. Over 6 feet tall and 300 to 400 pounds.
Dang.
Kai, the homeless hitchhiker.
That's a big man.
Kai, the homeless hitchhiker.
Didn't care.
That woman was in danger. He just finished what looked like, at the time, killing somebody. And if I hadn't have done that, he would have killed more people.
He's a hero.
As crazy as things got here, the best news is, somehow, luckily, none of the injuries suffered are life-threatening.
I mean, he's bad with a hatchet,
right? And the guy driving that
car
is right where he belongs, in police custody.
Say again?
He's bad with a hatchet. If he was going smash with a hatchet on the guy's head and everybody lived.
Yeah, he wasn't good with a hatchet.
Well, he was really trying to stop. So that's Kai, the homeless hitchhiker.
The hatchet-wielding homeless hitchhiker.
He sounds like he's from an SNL The Californians episode, right?
Yeah, but he's not from California.
Or he's the turtle from Finding Nemo.
let's take
hey,
a little...
Hey, little dudes.
We have the uncut, unedited interview with,
fantastic.
With Kai.
I'm one of the heroes.
Yeah. Can we talk to you? Do you mind?
What do you want to talk about?
What happened today?
What do you want to talk about?
Went straight out of Dogtown, skateboarding, surfing it up.
What?
Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything. You're worthwhile.
He's the real Jesus.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty profound, isn't it?
Pot or meth or both?
I'm going pot.
He's high on life.
I can never take that away from you. Now, this stuff right here.
Oh, internet.
the internet. The internet paused it.
The internet was like, I'm done with this.
This guy makes no fucking sense.
I was invented to share all kinds of interesting crap from Caltech, and look what you have done with me. I am out.
The internet has failed. But there's a lot of F-bombs later. Let me see if I can get a little bit further on if the internet will comply with this.
He said one great thing. If you can't cut it up, I will have to say it.
Yeah, I think the internet is done with me.
Oh, so he says he knocks down the dude. It's his hatchet, and the dude stands right back up. And he said, well, if you're Christ, I'm the Antichrist. I don't give a fuck.
Really?
That's pretty awesome.
Yes. Yes, he did.
He was fun. Good old Kai.
So only crazy people do stop to pick up hitchhikers.
Yeah. And apparently.
I feel like I was like, whoa, I'm in a movie, man. I watch Freeway. This is crazy.
It's absolutely nuts.
Oh. Internet.
Oh, I'm all messed up with the timing of the show. It's what happens when you have a guest and you try and be nice and polite. You know what time it is? It's time for this. This.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right. Good God. First off in cool or tool, comparing things to sex, Ted.
I think it can be funny, so I'll say it's cool.
Christiana.
Like pizza and chocolate, there are no bad comparisons.
And donuts.
Okay, I'm gonna go tool because I'm really tired of it. Sex is just awesome.
You're tired of it.
I'm tired of it. Sex
so is
there
pizza.
Is such a thing as bad sex though.
There is, but that you're just doing it wrong.
But you can enjoy it anyway.
Maybe someone else is doing it wrong.
That's true. See,
yeah,
I took issue with that particular comparison, but
yeah, I mean, I guess it's probably more true if you're a lady than a guy.
You guys, tool's the answer.
Wait, girls like sex? I'm confused. I'm just kidding.
Well, they're harder to please. No. Really, I mean, it's.
I haven't found that to be the case. Thank God, Peaking Girlfriend's on here.
I can't wait to see what comment she uses to post this podcast.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you need to tell me in your entire life, Ted. You've never been, and you can answer this too. In a situation where you're having sex with somebody, and in this case, it would be you, but in your case, your partner. All of a sudden, there's maybe a creak or a sound from another room, or a pet jumps on the bed, or you say the wrong word, and then suddenly it's like, no, I've lost it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it's happened. But not my fault. I don't know.
I've lost it. What do you mean you've lost it? It's not a child in a mall. We're having sex. I'm still inside of you.
Oh.
I've lost it.
No? Nothing?
She's not commenting.
No
That's
comment.
Fine.
I don't know.
That's
no,
fine.
I don't think it's... I don't know.
Oh, too much pressure. Her mom listens to the show.
She could be very focused. She could be like Eye of the Tiger.
Oh.
That's a good thing. Up next in Cooler Tool, Chris Brown. Ted?
Oh. Yeah, Tool.
Yeah, Christian.
I mean, is this even...
Oh, yeah, he's a tool.
You know, I admire him for using art to express himself rather than his fists. A day late and a dollar short, though. He's a tool.
Oh, okay.
And,
I'm glad you said tool, mate.
The indiscriminate use of the F word. Cool or tool, Cristiano, what do you...
Fucking cool.
Dad?
I'm actually going to... Ew. I'm going to say tool because sometimes it's overused. Sorry.
That's fine.
Fucking tool. Wow.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let Kai, who is awesome, by the way, sort of...
he is awesome.
He's my favorite homeless guy.
Your favorite hobo.
He is my favorite hobo. I have a ranking system for them.
Man, they should have a hobo award.
Yeah, indiscriminate use of the F word.
They do. They do have a hobo award. They do it at their hobo convention. No one's read about this?
Yes,
no.
No, I have.
For God's sake.
The Bindles.
That's why you can't keep calling homeless people or bums hobos.
The Golden Bindle Awards.
There you go.
If we get a real hobo on the show, you're going to have a shitload to answer for.
We're not getting a real hobo on the show.
Can we get a faux hobo
or a phobo? They're not phobos, is what I'm saying.
If you can get a phobo and fubu, then I'll have him on the show.
What if it's a jubu fubu? Oh, that's a Jewish Buddhist. Never mind. It's getting too complicated.
It's a thing.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh.
I like it.
I like that you're... You see, it's funny that you're very very concerned about hobo versus bum, but the geek nerd thing just doesn't penetrate your...
Well, I don't
conscious.
Feel like nerd is
socially
bad
downtrodden.
Term.
Socially
oh, really?
Down. You're not
oh.
socially downtrodden
like
enough.
I'm a nerd in a lot of ways, and I'm fine with that.
I don't think a nerd's a bad thing, necessarily. I see, but bum is always a derogatory...
No, I don't think bum. I just think because I read a thing that said that hobos were they were offended at being called bums or presumed to be homeless.
Well, I think what if geeks are offended by being called nerds?
And some of them are.
Then I won't call you a nerd. I am not offended by being called a nerd.
Okay.
I have not seen, I don't think it rises to the level of the R word, the C word, the N word, or anything else.
Okay. Well, the N word is already taken anyway, so we can get around it.
The H word.
Nerd.
The H word.
I don't
think nerd's that bad.
Stop saying that word.
What about the erd word?
I'm just kidding.
Because then you could work in pig Latin. The erd word.
No, nerd's not bad. It's just a distinction between two different cultures.
Exactly.
I think it's culturally insensitive.
It's the same. Geek and nerd is the same thing as homeless and hobo. Really, honestly, if you want to talk about delineation.
I don't think it is.
It is. Look, if you're taking the SATs, that is exactly what you would mark it down as.
You think hobo is to bum as geek is to nerd?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's an apt analogy. Moving on with the show.
I don't know.
It's time for news from Professor, not Professor. I want to say Professor. No. Pastor Dickweed.
Oh,
that's my name for the pastor. This article from England, our friends across the pond, but it happened here in America. The headline: tips are not optional. They're how waiters get paid in America. Apparently, in England, they get paid, you know, like normal people.
They do in California too.
Do they always? Are you sure?
They do. I'm positive.
Okay.
In the labor code, and it's similar in labor code for like 35 states. It's a minority of states where they're still allowed to pay under minimum wage and require the servers to make up the difference in tips. They're still required to meet minimum wage no matter what. So like, if you're a shitty server and don't make enough tips, you have to get supplemented because you have to get minimum wage eventually.
Right.
Oh, I see.
But California. Restaurants have to pay their servers
at least a
minimum wage.
Okay.
Plus they get tips on top of it.
And they get tips on top of that.
Oh,
now
that's cool.
I mean minimum wage, whatever you think about the levels of that being plus or minus, but it's not this notion that in America everybody has to work for this. It's not true.
Well, thank you very much. You just saved me about 5% on my tips from now on.
Oh,
yeah, buddy.
No.
I was tipping at 20%. I'm knocking that back down to 15 at least. If they're getting a minimum wage, living high off the hog.
Well, I do kind of want to know, like, I try to tip at least 18%. If they do well, I go higher. If it's like a particularly low bill, I go higher because it seems like,
oh yeah,
like a 20% on a $5 tip seems especially shitty and small. But I do kind of get like, why are we at 18% again?
I don't know. I just go 20. It's because it's easier.
Why did we?
Because 20 is too high, so maybe 18 feels more comfortable.
Well,
why? What happened to 15? Why did that start becoming like?
Oh, inflation.
Oh, you can't. But that's bullshit. It's a percentage.
I know.
Yeah.
I got nothing for you.
You know what it is?
No math anymore.
It's big waiter. Big waiter has weighed in and
big waiter. Is
big
like
waiter.
Big government.
It is. If you put big before anything, it makes it sound terrible.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with big waiter.
Big bird. Oh.
I don't necessarily think people shouldn't be getting a higher percentage. I just wonder when, because I recall like when I was younger, 15% used to be standard, right?
Tip. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why is it more now?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
But,
I'll research that.
But this tip, this was at an Applebee's too, which they require an 18% gratuity if you're in a larger party.
Which is super
standard.
Common. Yeah.
Right.
Super common.
I mean, they even have the big round tables for you at Applebee's if you want to do that.
Yeah.
So, and it's right on there. And
first mistake, never eat at an Applebee's.
Yeah, that's not good for you.
Well, Crapplebee's. See what I did there? Took a word and never mind.
So this pastor gets the bill, and this pastor's share was $34.93, and then there was a tip of 18%, which is $6.29, and the pastor wrote on the thing, "I give God 10%, why do you get 18?" Then crossed out the $6.29, put a zero on additional tip, and wrote in the $34.93, and signed it pastor, whatever name it, so because it's going to carry more weight if it comes from someone who is a pastor.
Right.
The waitress it wasn't the waitress who served them isn't the one who posted it on Reddit. It was one of her coworkers took a picture of it, posted it on Reddit, and she ended up getting fired for it, which is kind of a BS thing. Applebee's fell behind the, well, it violates our customers' privacy to have people posting things on the internet.
My only thing, I just wish the girl who posted it had not put the woman, the pastor, who was a woman, her right. signature on the, I thought this is a bad, that's a bad idea. I understand why she did it. I mean, that was just not a smart move, but the pastor totally, like, you're not doing Jesus's work if you're acting like that. I don't think.
Yeah, if you're going to be throwing pastor around to do stuff like that, you deserve any smiting you get in the public forum.
That's what I say.
It's called karma. Look it up, pastor.
Well, yeah, she's probably getting harassed by a lot of people. I think she feels bad about it too, and it was just a bad mistake in the moment, a bad move, and it got made much worse by public.
I'd be willing to bet that Pastor Dickweed doesn't feel bad about it, because I think Pastor Dickweed is a horrible, horrible person who is incredibly self-righteous and goes around freely flaunting her opinion and her rights and wrongs on everybody else. So she can eat it.
I want to know why so many things in the story, but I mean, you don't have an expectation of privacy when you go into a dining establishment like that.
No.
So I don't know why, I don't know how Applebee's can fall back on that and say there's an expectation of,
well, if they've got a company policy about it. The whole thing was that the signature, even though it was only the top half of it, the signature was identifiable and so people started responding to her on Reddit and they were guessing the wrong name and things like that. And
fucking hate Applebee's.
Yeah.
I've had two meetings two different times up in Oroville, and that's like the only goddamn restaurant in town.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And it's the worst place. The food's always terrible. It's just ugh.
Yeah.
Tchotchkes. Yeah. Welcome to Tchotchkes. Welcome to Flingers.
Well, when I lived in Plattsburgh, New York, which is a town of 20,000 people when the college isn't in session, when the Applebee's opened up there, it was a big deal because there wasn't a whole lot of other stuff. There were a few other restaurants, but it's like, Applebee's is coming. We've arrived.
God, at least hope for a TGI Friday or like an Olive Garden. I mean, there's better choices than Applebee's.
Well, when the Target finally came to town, which was after 2007.
Shit, eat there.
Yeah, but that didn't open until like 2007. That was after, or 2008. It was after I moved to California. So there were only so many options. Ron Jeremy update. He was hospitalized in critical condition with a heart aneurysm last week. He has apparently gone through surgery, and the hedgehog is doing much better.
But yay.
2 weeks in the hospital, at least for Ron Jeremy. I don't know if he'll be engaging in any more morning wood or not. But he lives such a healthy lifestyle too. I mean, who could have seen it coming?
He had a lot of, since it's like jogging, he did a fair amount of cardiovascular activity.
Ah, good
so,
point.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's...
We're all surprised it wasn't Hep C, right?
That's true. So true.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, so they're expecting him to stay in the hospital for 2 whole weeks.
He's horrifying.
He's still in critical condition.
Wouldn't he be distracting enough and porn that you wouldn't want to? I mean, I know he's like older now, but the hair hasn't really changed. And like, who wants to watch that? Well, to get you in the mood.
Well, as a guy, you don't really focus on the guy.
But he's there. And wouldn't you be like, ugh, why is that guy getting all the girls? It's bullshit.
I think you've stumbled upon in your own roundabout way why a lot of guys...
If that guy can get the girls, so can I.
No. That's why a lot of guys like girl-on-girl action.
Even I like girl-on-girl action when it comes
they
to
feel
that.
Self-conscious next to Ron Jeremy's.
Giant hairy schlong.
Mighty wing.
Okay. So unattractive.
He's 59 years old, so he's still pretty young. So here's sending out good wishes from the Nate Darling Show to Ron Jeremy and his poor aneurysmed heart. Entourage. Did you ever watch the Entourage TV show on the HBO?
Yeah, like 2 episodes.
I loved Entourage. Ted?
Never saw it, no.
There's somebody named Turtle, and there's something with Jeremy Piven, who's kind of a dick.
Yeah, he is. Well,
it's all about Obama's former chief of staff. No, just kidding. His brother.
It's
Rahm Emanuel's like brother, right? Fictionalized.
I don't know. But the TV show which went off the air 2 years ago, is being turned into a film, feature film, which those of us who are fans of the show were kind of hoping for, because it's the best guy escapist thing to have. It's like famous friends you hang around with, you go do fun stuff, you get drunk, you hang out, you meet chicks, there's pool parties, you drive Bentleys. It's just cool for guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Bentleys.
Rode in the Bentley. What? What? What?
I have two important things to say.
Yes, Dad.
Ron Jeremy is Jewish.
Yes, I knew that.
And he was in 2,098 movies, adult films.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of films.
It is a lot.
He was also in The Surreal House. Or he did The Surreal Life.
Oh.
I believe was it the season with Florence Henderson? No. No, it couldn't have been. Mm-hmm. It could have been. But he was in The Surreal Life House. It was really weird because you see all of these people in a very different sort of light.
Yeah.
And he made a lot of friends. He made friends with Tammy Faye Baker. That was who it was.
Oh, that's awesome.
They became very fast friends.
That's good.
In the show. So.
Cool. She's not Jewish, by the way.
She's booked for 2099. No, it was 89. What is that count of films that he's done?
2098.
So she's going to be 2099.
Ooh. Oh. Is she still with us?
I think. Uh-oh.
I don't know if she is.
So what? I'm sure that's like a subgenre.
I'm sure it is, but... you know, the internet is a home of some bad things, too. I don't know if you've heard.
Where? Wait, which website?
It's just one. Badthings.com.org. .gov.
She is dead. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I thought so.
Tammy Faye Mesner died in 2007.
Yeah.
But her eye makeup lives on.
Yeah, she passed. Because I remember seeing something about her. I'm like, she's not still alive. Anyway, there have been a lot of stuff with online things like catfishing and the whole Manti Te'o thing and... a Glendale man, Glendale, California,
woo-hoo,
he's behind bars after being busted for an elaborate online scheme of sextortion.
Ooh. Oh, what a dick.
That had 27-year-old hacking social media and other accounts as a means to get women to send him naked photos of themselves. This is going to be shocking to you. He's Armenian. His name is Karen Kazarian, but he goes by Gary.
Okay.
I don't know why. He was arrested without incident by special agents with the FBI. That's according to the Department of Justice. He's accused of gaining unauthorized access into email, Facebook, and Skype accounts of several women, then changing their passwords to lock them out. Once he was inside the accounts, he allegedly combed their files, digging for naked or half-naked photos of the women, as well as other passwords and contact info for the victim's friends. The suspect allegedly pretended to be the women and messaged their friends online, talking them into taking off their clothes so he could take photos of them.
Dear ladies, let's talk for a minute. Let's talk. Don't do this. Mm-hmm. Never, ever, never take a cell phone picture of yourself. In fact, if you ever have the urge to take a naked picture of yourself, use an actual film camera.
A Polaroid, perchance?
Yeah, that's a good plan. Otherwise, don't do it. Just don't.
So what you're saying, the message for all of your friends is you're not going to be messaging them to send naked photos of themselves?
No.
Okay. Yeah. And
no,
if your friend asks you to, no matter how good a friend they are, you don't have to do it.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just say no.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, hey, let's compare boobs.
Yeah, women do that. I forgot.
Yeah. Right? No? Okay.
Hey, Nate, want to swap penis shots later on Facebook? No? Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Probably not at all.
He allegedly took another step, though. He riffed on the strained relationship and his hacking access. When the victims discovered that they were not speaking with their friends, he often extorted them again using the photos that he had fraudulently obtained to coerce the victims to remove their clothing on camera.
What a douche.
Give me your password. Get out of my account if you send me a naked photo. Okay. If the women didn't comply, he would push and humiliate them by posting nude pictures of them on their own Facebook pages. But you can't do that if they don't exist. He's also accused of contacting them repeatedly to demand that they show him their breasts live on Skype.
What a... Dude, there's breasts online. You don't need to harass women to show them. I'm told. I haven't seen that website yet, but there's one with boobs, I'm told.
Not all of his victims have been identified so far. They believe he sextorted, get this, 350 women.
What a disgusting man.
He had about 3,000 naked or near-naked photos of women on his computer. Now
I'm ashamed that there's 350 women out there who didn't have the strength to be like, no.
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about? No, I'm not sending you naked pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah. If your Facebook account is hacked, you just report Facebook and let your friends know it's been hacked and leave it alone.
Yeah.
And then turn off your fucking computer.
You can be.
And nothing else can happen to you. Just turn it off.
350, more than 350 women fell for this.
I'm not victim blaming.
No, well,
I'm just shocked at the volume.
Okay, there's victim blaming, and then there's calling out stupidity. And there is a difference, and I think it's okay to call out stupidity. In total, he's charged with the indictment with 15 counts of computer intrusion, 15 counts of aggravated identity theft. If he's convicted, he faces a statutory maximum penalty of 105 years in federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison.
Christiana, giggle, giggle.
Thank you, Office Space. So, yeah. So if weird dude contacts you online and says, send me your boobs, don't send him your boobs.
Yeah. Or your wiener.
Unless it's me, and then by all means, send me your boobs.
Send boobs to boobs@natedarlingshow.com.
You know, I actually can create that email address.
Nobody send any boobs.
They can if they want to.
And let me just say this right now, for anybody who thinks they're really funny. Your hairy man boobs aren't funny. Don't send them.
Crap, dude. I was just going to take a picture.
There you go.
Put your shirt back on, Ted.
I was just going to go under the shirt.
Yeah.
Speaking, be a surprise.
Speaking of the flash, speaking of police stings, well, they've netted a 71-year-old woman for prostitution after she allegedly struck a deal for sexual acts with an undercover cop.
Oh.
That's right. At the Homewood Suites Hotel in Connecticut.
Homewood.
According, I don't know. Exactly. According to police, Saigon Liebhart, I'm guessing she's one of yours, Ted.
She does sound Jewish.
She does. She placed a Backpage.com ad promoting herself under the escort section. She used the alias Lola.
Her name is Lola.
A member of the East Central Narcotics Task Force arranged a rendezvous with her in a hotel in Glastonbury, where she was arrested. She was booked into jail in lieu of $500 bond.
Just let the lady sling ass if she wants to. She's 71.
In the January 25th Backpage.com ad that caught the eye of investigators, she's described as, quote, a perfect pleasure who is, quote, delicious, delectable, delightful. The ad titled Older is Better noted that the septuagenarian hooker would only be in Glastonbury for 3 days.
Oh.
However, she lied in the ad. You can't trust hookers. Who can you trust? Listed her age as 60 when she is in fact 71.
Oh man!
So there you go. What do you think of that, Ted? You're like, okay, let her sling ass if she wants to.
Oh, I don't know. I just
you like the granny porn, do you?
No, okay. I don't. I'm not a fan personally, but if she wants, I don't know. It's complicated. Prostitution is complicated.
Christiana, is that lady empowerment? Or is it just weird?
I don't know. I don't know. You spend too much time on Jezebel, then you're like, why do you have to, shit on sex workers? It's a reasonable thing.
I'm just asking a question.
Do you want women to commoditize their own? I don't know what to do.
Well, I guess it is. It's a profession that's not going to go away, so I wish it were safer and more legit and people, I don't know.
She's just working with God, with what God gave her years and years and years ago.
Oh.
And you know there are people into it. It's like antiquing.
Man, that was a good line, but also sad.
I know. It is sad.
Sad.
I bet when Zach hears the show, he's going to be really happy that he left when he did.
That's true.
So you have to hear about the 71-year-old hooker.
I think he'll have tuned out as soon as he hears me saying penis, penis, penis.
He was the one who went
to Gootown.
Yeah.
He did. And to be perfectly honest, I'm sure Zach would be a blast to hang out with, but he's representing the Donut Dash, which is a charity
for
the children. He has to maintain a certain standard of professionalism.
That's good.
And I respect that. That's why I offered him the opportunity to hang out with us for the whole show.
Save yourself before
we went to those places. So, yeah, the Donut Dash is coming up in March, donutdash.org. There'll be a link on the website so you can sign up and join the Nate Darling Show team if you want to run. Or if you don't want to run, you can just donate and help out a worthy cause. So with all that said, it's time to wrap up the show with a little bit of...
The Nate Darling Show. Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
Yeah, small town news.
Small town news. I'm going to sing that every time.
Well, finish.
Oh, that's small town news.
There you go.
I know. I was I was worried I was going to be cut off.
He just lost it in the middle. It was just, he lost it. He yeah, it's noise somewhere.
It's classic Nate Darling show.
It's one of those things.
It's one of those things.
It's one of those things.
That happened once, unfortunately.
It happens. That's my catchphrase. It happens.
Yeah, that's true. Like cat assaults on Ted.
I want to thank Becca for pointing out that that's my catchphrase. It happens. We go to Maine for small town news because there's just so much of it there. But we go all the way to the top where the governor, Paul LePage, again warns school children off of newspapers.
Oh, God.
It's for the third time and the second time at a school. Maine Governor Paul LePage, or LePage, I don't know how he pronounces it, because he's in Maine and I don't care. Seriously, I don't
care. Where do you have to be from for you to care?
Somewhere where I currently live.
Ah, okay.
And somewhere where you don't say that you say things like, the newspaper industry in Maine is full of liars. He said, and I quote, my greatest fear in the state of Maine, newspapers.
Wow.
Which, they are a gateway drug to books.
Which means there's not a whole lot to be afraid of in Maine. Pedophiles, not a problem in Maine, apparently. Sex workers, mm-mm. Pestilence? Bad crab? No, it's
bad
newspapers.
Wait.
Lobster? Wicked lobster?
Oh.
Yeah, he told children at St. John's Catholic School on Friday. He said, I quote, I'm not a fan of newspapers. Afterward, he told reporters that he prefers TV and radio news because he believes they don't spin the news.
What is his deal?
He was not endorsed by any major Maine daily newspaper during his run for governor. I think that might have something to do with it.
How did he win?
He has frequently made headlines. I don't think there's a lot of reading going on. he's made headlines for some of his remarks. Previously, he twice publicly warned audiences that Maine's newspapers are full of lies. First at a fisherman's forum in Rockport, and again at school children a year later in Waterville.
Why, they're not even good enough to wrap your fish in. Is that good?
Yeah.
That's the best I could
Close.
Do. Thanks.
Studies by the Pew Research have found that respondents, regardless of political leanings, have increasingly lost trust in American media. But in a 2011 survey, respondents indicated that they trusted local news outlets more than national news organizations,
Second Fox,
state and federal government, or corporations. A study shortly before the election that detailed positive and negative and mixed stories about each of the candidates for president found that positive coverage for Barack Obama took a turn after his disastrous performance in the first debate, which absolutely did, and that overall, with the stories about the horse race, who's up, who's down, removed, both Obama and rival Mitt Romney received approximately the same amount of positive and negative coverage in 2012.
Wow, the liberal media is slacking.
Which is in stark contrast to 2008, which Obama received much more positive press than then-presidential candidate John McCain.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, there you go. Wow. Oh, and there's a correction at the bottom of this. By the way, this is from Banga Daily News.
Banga?
Yep.
Banga.
In an earlier version of this article, incorrectly stated the timeline of LePage's earlier comments regarding newspapers. See, they do lie. His first comments were in 2011, more than a year before his second comment in 2012.
Oh.
They got to correct themselves, the bastards.
Wow.
Well,
by
well,
the Jesus.
Well.
You can't trust a fucking newspaper.
I thought Maine was a blue state.
Yeah, you know, Maine's a weird place.
Is it they vote blue, but
all
also
those upper
red?
New England states are a little weird.
Like they elected Romney as governor, and he was... But he was
yeah,
like a
white. But he was liberal then. Yeah.
Well, Mitt Romney was Massachusetts, not Maine.
I know, but the same, you know, blue yeah. state, red governor.
Places with chowder and.
Chowder.
Chowder.
A wicked chowder.
It starts with an M. It's the same thing. No.
Basically, all you need to know about northern New England, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, is the D or R next to your name isn't really as important as if you're a good guy or a good gal, as it were.
Oh.
So people who would normally just vote Republican or vote Democrat will cross the line if they think that the guy running with the D or the R next to their name that they, is somebody they don't like.
Okay.
Footnote, everybody thinks they're that way. Everybody in every state would say, yeah, I mean, I would vote for just whoever's best.
Yeah, except for the fact that it actually does bear out if you head up to northern New England. Mm. It really does. I mean, that's how you explain this kind of weird nutbag. In a blue state.
Or Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's a little different, maybe.
Mm-hmm. By the way, our governor, Jerry Brown, has to pay up his big bet with the governor of Maryland.
What was the bet? I didn't hear what the bet was this year.
He
was
has
it like one crab versus like Dungeness versus blue or something?
No, he has to send the governor of Maryland a book.
A book?
A book.
Yep.
That's all we could do?
He has to send the governor of Maryland
really?
A book.
Our budgets.
Really, California?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
A book?
That's it. It's a book. Apparently reading is a big thing in Maryland.
Wow, we're getting a book.
Like herpes. Hey, everybody, that's going to do it for this week's Nate Darling Show. Remember, register for the Donut Dash or at least kick in some money. It's donutdash.org. And if you're going to be doing your shopping on Amazon, do it through NateDarlingShow.com because it's the right thing to do. Be a right-thinking American and support us. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.